Stay in touch with us on Facebook and Instagram at Unique Yet Connected. You are now listening to episode 27 of Unique Yet Connected podcast. The theme for this episode is learn to let go and forget emotionally hurtful events in the most gentle way. Hello, brilliant souls in and around the world. Nolita Kosovetton is my name. Dolokas is my clan name. And this is episode 27. A warm welcome to Unique Yet Connected podcast, where we treat our episodes as mini workshops so we can best share the wisdom of systemic family constellations. Thank you for joining our movement of translating this wisdom into a practical language that all of us can easily understand and, most importantly, implement in our daily lives. As promised, in this episode, we look at learn to let go and forget emotionally hurtful events in the most gentle way. Remember, when you comment, ask questions, like and share our content and links, you help us grow together. There wouldn't be a podcast without you, myself, Kinga, Nick, Michelle, the ones who came before us, and Bert Hellinger, the founder of the work that is most fulfilling for Kinga and myself. And I'm not alone. As always, Kinga is right here with me. Hello, Kings.
Hello, Noli. Thank you. And hello, dear listeners and co-editors. Yes, dear listeners, keep sharing this knowledge because it can change lives for the better. Thank you for your huge contribution. Your interesting questions lead the direction of our conversation. You are our inspiration in building and opening up the theme about the laws of love. Please continue to share your questions, comments, and insights at uniqueyetconnected@gmail.com or on WhatsApp 076-289-6670. Join our monthly virtual connection circle every last Tuesday evening of the month. To receive your links, subscribe www.uniqueyetconnected.com or check updates on our socials at Unique Yet Connected.
Or you can simply drop us a WhatsApp message so we can share the link with you. Our WhatsApp number again is 076-289-6670. We ended the last episode with the promise of an exercise. But before we get into the exercise, Kings, may you please reread what brought us to the exercise?
Yes, of course. We wanted to explore on what way forgetting is a highly spiritual experience. And this, what I'm reading, is a transcript from Hellinger's workshops. So you will hear Hellinger and Una, their conversation. So Hellinger said, a child must not interfere in the parents' affairs. It burdens children to know about their parents' happiness or unhappiness in their relationship to one another. And the parents shouldn't tell the child anything about their intimate relationship. It's none of the children's business. The best thing for you to do is to forget what your mother told you. It is really possible to forget. Una said, really, Hellinger, forgetting is a highly spiritual discipline. Forgetting, in this sense, is done by withdrawing inwardly, and all at once the memory vanishes. After you have forgotten, you can leave your parents to manage their own conflict, and you are free to look lovingly at both of them and to take from them the good things they have given you.
Thank you, Kings, for the recap. In the last episode, I was like, Una. I was like, really? So I asked you to open up what Hellinger could possibly mean by forgetting is a highly spiritual discipline.
Don't exactly know what Hellinger meant by it, but the way I understood and experienced this exercise is, it is spiritual because it lifts us up Above our corporeal experiences, in a way that we do not exclude the events that happen with us, but they gently disappear, and through the disappearance, they are forgotten. So this exercise, what we will do now, is a very important exercise, and the reason it is very important because you can utilize it all across your life. Any bad memories, when you feel that you're stuck in a story, whenever you feel the need for it, you can do this exercise. Here is the exercise. I will ask you if you're comfortable to do so. Then close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Locate yourself in space and time. Don't worry, it won't take long. Try to stay present for this exercise by listening to my voice and letting feelings and possible images to come. Now I will ask you if you're ready. Something that might be difficult for you, I will ask you to remember something negative that happened between your parents. If you feel this is too much, too scary, do not do this exercise, but come back to it when you feel strong enough to do so. Remember, we are doing this exercise to help you to forget in a healthy way. Do you feel strong enough and ready to bring up a negative event linked to your parents' relationship? A fight. An exchange of harsh words between them. Pushing each other. Long, uncomfortable silence. If you were too little to remember what happened between them, but heard horrible stories about your other parent, the bad one being one of the bad events that you heard about him. Recognize the feelings inside you. Put your hand on your heart and start to listen attentively to your heartbeat. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Julie thought to come back to the room. And remember, when you're doing this exercise, you can take as long as you feel you need to stay here and listen to your heart beat. Just recognize what happened with the memory when you went inside and listened to your heartbeat. When you are ready, you can open your eyes. How was this exercise for you?
So it took me to a memory that I had forgotten because I think I had buried it deep inside somewhere. And it was one of those fights where I also got on my dad's back to fight him to stop grabbing my mom. It was still a bit fuzzy, right? Then from that memory, I remember that that was the point in my life where I wanted him dead. Then I started to feel horrible about wanting that at some point, and I started feeling like crying and my heart was racing. It was just a lot. But my dad is late now. Sometimes when a person is no longer with us, we tend to lean more on romanticizing who they were and our experience with them because of the saying, don't speak ill of the dead. And I never thought I would speak about this experience again. But when I started to listen to my heartbeat, you know, I started feeling calm. The memories started fading away till they disappeared, and I was drawn to my own heartbeat. Yeah, and your voice. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing this. Must have been a bit difficult to go there. But thank you for doing that. And in my experience, this exercise dissolves the walls that were created between us by hurting.
Thank you, Kings. Thanks. And my first question is, what if the child is not being told, but they can see the unhealthy dynamic between the parents because parents go at each other in front of them? I know that I used to see my dad's alcoholism. No one needed to tell me that it was a problem. His drunken state, you know, was obvious. He would hide bottles around the house. He would not go to work. We will leave him in the house. And then when we, like for school in the morning, and my mom would go to work. And he would not go to work. And when I come back after school, we'll still find him there. You know, and it will be clear that he didn't go to his school. He was a teacher, by the way. And a whole lot of other embarrassing things. His absenteeism as a parent. So it was all in my face. And then the second one is, does a child wishing or wanting their parents to be together means that the child is carrying the fate of the parents? And is there something unhealthy with that? I also take you to my childhood as again, that I knew that my parents couldn't be together. I was 16 years old when my mom left my dad, and I was okay with it. I could see the dynamic between them, that it was unhealthy, but I still wished things were different and that they could be together, especially when my mom was faced with her own hardships of taking care of us. And I thought maybe my dad being around could take the load off my mom. And I knew that things were better when they were working together as parents. And I missed that.
Children don't follow what their parents say, but as they do. So, you know, there is this saying, do as I say, so children don't do that. Most experts agree that 70 to 93% of all of our communication is non-verbal. Therefore, the child can pick up whatever is happening between the parents without them saying anything about it. The way you picked up the meaning of the empty bottles and started to carry the impacts of being a child of an absent father. The child will pick up unsaid informations like, when daddy is not here, mommy is sad. I don't want mom to be sad. I don't even mention that he's not here or that I miss me as the child. I miss my dad because mom is going to get even more sad. So my lack of having the father with me and sadness must not even be mentioned. I cannot possibly burden her further with my emotional needs. And these needs get buried deep, deep inside the child, disappear into the subconscious, from where they will have control over the grown-up child's emotions. A constellation can help us to bring these previously concealed emotions and dynamics to the light and help them to express their needs in a healthy way. The next question, does the child wishing or wanting their parents to be together means that the child is carrying their fate? I would say no, or not necessarily. But it definitely means that the child is trying to get involved with something or in something which is not his or her business and belongs between the parents. Even when they are separated, they can still love the child. Just because they don't love each other anymore, it doesn't mean that they don't love the child. From the child's side, this is getting involved in something that is not the child's responsibility or business.
I thought it was normal feeling for a child to want to wish their parents to be together. But I do get what you are saying, just that it's new information and a very unexpected discovery for me at the moment.
It's a normal wish. I want both of my parents. I want them exactly at the same time, and I want them together. Just again, life is life, and no matter how much the child wishes for the parents to still love each other and stay together, it's not going to happen. We all have to learn to carry our own fate. When the father is absent, growing up without the father, that is the child's fate. Nothing will ever change that. With constellations, we can change how we relate to our life events, but cannot change the events themselves. An important insight here is that the child does not have to carry mom's fate of being left by the father of her children. The child must carry his own fate of not staying with their father and that is there.
That is such a life bulb moment for me, and so much truth into how we can confuse these facts of our fates. And that's for her to carry. And mine to carry is not staying with my father. And that's clarifying. And another thing that's coming up is that mom could also be carrying her own fate of not staying with their father. So it's important to be clear about whose fate we are carrying. And this is also reminding me of how I carried my maternal grandmother's fate about my maternal grandfather without even being asked to. And I'm glad the recent constellation session shifted that for me. And thank you, Kings, for doing this work with me.
Thank you for letting me support you in this healing journey into the family system. The bottom line of what we have been talking about in this episode is that you have to respect another person's fate. It was not easy for mom to be left on her own. Undoubtedly, mom's fate is difficult, the fate of a single mother, and it is not your fate to carry. You are not the single mom, but the child with the absent father. Be understanding of the fact that mom was not fully available for you because she was stuck in her own pain. When you are ready to see this, it can open up your life in unexpected ways. When you understand that you cannot step into someone else's faith, it frees you of following the pain and lets you move with the flow of your own life. Mom's appropriate support are other single moms and not you, the child. The single moms share similar faith, which ensures that they feel empathy for each other and not sympathy. And from the other side, when mom feels sorry for the child that his father is absent, with this action, mom weakens the child, making the child a victim. to have a victim, there has to be a perpetrator, and then the father has to become a perpetrator. Mom is the savior who stays. When the child shows love to dad, then the child becomes the perpetrator. Mom a victim, and father is the savior or the imagined savior. Because mom gets angry with the child about wanting to see dad, and with that now suddenly, mom is the perpetrator. And this unhealthy triangle, it's called Kaufman triangle, goes around and around until we step into the middle of this triangle, look around and say, I'm not going around anymore in this vicious triangle of victim, perpetrator, and savior. This now stops with me. How can we achieve to stop the circles of pain? You can use the insights you gain by working through the postcards episodes and workshop. Also the healing courses that are available on our website, www.uniqueyetconnected.com. They can definitely help you with stepping out of this triangle. If you feel that you need individual guidance and support, tailor-made just for you, book a consultation session.
Oh my goodness, talking about this vicious cycle of some sort, I just felt that it can be really exhausting for everyone. And this is new and shocking information for me. And I'm thinking of how I've also contributed to weakening children in my life as an aunt and as a bonus mother by feeling sorry for them. I'm just taking in that part for myself. And awareness is going to be very important for me moving forward in this area. And from your response to my first question, I'm reminded that action speaks louder than words, and children as sponges are as capable as adults to feel and sense things too. So that's what I'm taking.
Yes, the unseen, the nonverbal communication is incredibly important. And children actually pick them up much more than we do as adults.
So we are constantly communicating even when we think we are being quiet. That's a scary thing for people who think, I didn't say anything. You can be as verbal as you can ever be in that silent moment or in your silence. Yes.
Yes, definitely. This is a good thing to remember what you just said, Nolly. You can be as verbal as you can ever be in that silence.
This episode revealed a painful childhood experience that I needed to forget. And as a theme promised, I managed to let go in the most gentle way. And I hope when I do it again, it will get better and better. On that note, this is where we end this episode. Please remember, we are here for you. If things get heavy, you do not need to do it alone. Kinga, what are we exploring in our upcoming episode?
In the next episode, we will look into in what way does the child's blind love towards the parents end up hurting the child. And like Nolly said, we are here for you. If you feel like that you're experiencing limiting patterns or relationship issues, or this exercise kind of stirred something up in you and you feel that you would like some expert advice, reach out to us. You would like to do a constellation, book a constellation session with us. You can book on the website. You can book on our Facebook or Instagram pages. You can book on WhatsApp. Nolita will share the WhatsApp number. Thank you.
Yes, you can book on WhatsApp 076-289-6670. 076-289-6670. Thank you for lending us your ears and soul. Thank you to Nick Mons from That Guy Productions for collaborating with us on all things sound production. Our 28th episode is in 2 weeks' time from now. Tune in on the 6th of August, 2023 at 10 a.m. South African Standard Time. We'd love to hear from you. Like our pages, engage with us on Facebook or Instagram at Unique Yet Connected, Unique spelled Y-O-U, NITUE. Stay unique, stay connected, and remember, you are one of a kind, and we can only create a really meaningful podcast together. Till the next episode, Khosonom, Siyabulela.
Siyabulela, Khosonom.